This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
It is true, it is a fact that Jews lived and flourished in the Muslim and Arab lands, and anybody who would like to could see for themselves go to Tunisia, Morocco, Iran, Egypt, and Yemen, and all the lands there. And prior to any human rights groups to protect, you can go, you can find the synagogues that were there till recent times, and some of them still exist in Iran. They are there. People are practicing the religion there, the Jewish religion. But till recently, till Zionism came about, Jews flourished as distinctly religious Jewish communities, and they weren't massacred. On the contrary, they went to these Arab and Muslim lands to escape persecution from the Crusades, from the Inquisition, and from many other trials and tribulations, and even World War II. The Arab and Muslim lands opened their hearts, opened their lands, and provided a safe haven and a gracious hospitality for the Jewish people. Again, clearly, we have different religion, and yet we were accepted in these Muslim and Arab lands. We believe in one God, and we were accepted. We have different ways of serving God, but yet, we were respected, and even the Muslim religion requires of that of the Muslim people to provide protection and hospitality, and they did carry that out. That's clear. Nobody could refute this fact. Although, unfortunately, Zionism and the Zionists try constantly to vilify the Muslim people and try to recreate a scenario of as if we have some deep embedded religious conflict and hate between Jews and Muslims. And that is so deplorable, despicable, and really there's no words, it's a Nakba. And let me try to explain. Really, people have to understand, you know, I threw in word Zionism, and this, what are we talking about here?
Yeah, so what is it? Most people are ignorant now when you hear Zionism. You know, what's the difference between Judaism and Zionism?
Yeah. With God's help, the Judaism is a religion. It is the covenant that Jewish people made some 3,000 years ago on Mount Sinai to be subservient to God and to follow the laws of the Torah, 613 commandments in the Torah. The Torah is full of laws that are replete. A large segment of them have to do with keeping Sabbath, kosher, things that pertain from us as human beings to the Almighty. And then there is a large segment of the Torah that pertains to that one should not steal and one not kill and to be compassionate and so forth. There's many, many commandments. It's all part and parcel of the Torah. In fact, we can encompass it. One of the commands, one of the statements is that in Hebrew it says, Mahu racham afatutei racham. Just as God is compassionate, you should be compassionate. So basically that is what Judaism is. Zionism is a mere 100-odd years. It was a movement of Jews who were estranged from the Torah, who detested the Torah and tried to transform this Judaism into Erzatz Judaism, a new Judaism, which is pure nationalism, material concept, having an army, a Olympic team, and to be a nation proud amongst other nations, totally removing in its essence the concept of godliness, removing God from the equation. And they will allow religion, they say, or how far they do or don't, but they have hijacked the name Israel. They've hijacked the whole Judaism to legitimize and to put a facade of that it's kosher, that it's godly, what they're doing, when in truth it contradicts Judaism and it's totally forbidden. And I'll explain why with God's help.
Can you, before we go to break, so can you be a Jewish and an atheist?
Of course not. It's ridiculous. Judaism is belief in God. That's what it's all about, a covenant with God. It's not a nationalism. It's not some type of a country that you can be a Democrat, you can be a Marxist or something. Well, Zionism is exactly that. They were Marxists and they claimed to be Democrats, and they proudly claim that you don't have to be a practicing Jew and to be a good Jew as long as you're supporting the state. So that in of itself shows the heresy and the blasphemy in what this is. But there's much more to what we're talking about, the issue of Zionism, and I would really have to elaborate elaborate a little bit on what this is, on what Zionism, how in every facet it rebels against God, and it is rooted in heresy, in non-belief in God, and in doing evil, basically.
Before we go to break, just one more thing. It really touched a lot of the hearts when people have heard you say that Jews and Muslims, at one point when they were living before this whole nationalistic, atheistic movement, Zionism, is it safe to say that's what it is, an atheistic, nationalistic movement?
Most certainly. Yeah.
So now, before that, they were actually babysitting each other's kids. So if you're leaving a kid with someone, your own, you know, flesh and blood, your joy of your heart, you know,
that's
this is not your
precious,
enemy.
The most precious possession that a person has, it's what God gave a person.
And Jews and Muslims will leave their kids.
They live in the same courtyards. We have many Jews who are alive today, to thank God, and they lived in the old courtyards in old Jerusalem.
To testify to this.
And they could testify this and to this both from the Arab and Muslim people and the Jewish communities. Yeah. I have many colleagues of that.
We're going to take a break, and we're going to talk about a lot more here in the